क्लास सेवन सब्जेक्ट ज्योग्राफी टॉपिक ह्यूमन एनवायरनमेंट सेटलमेंट ट्रांसपोर्ट एंड कम्युनिकेशन पोर्टेबल डॉक्यूमेंट फॉर्मेट PDF अर्ली ह्यूमन बींग्स डिपेंडेंट इंटरली ऑन नेटिव फॉर फूड क्लोथिंग एंड शेल्टर बट विथ टाइम दे लर्नड न्यू स्किल्स टू ग्रो फूड build homes and develop better means of transport and communication. In this way, they modify the environment where they live. Settlements, places where people build these homes. Early human beings lived on trees and in caves. When they started to grow crops, it became necessary to have a permanent home. The settlements grew near the river valleys and water was available and land was fertile. Settlements can be permanent or temporary. Settlements which are occupied for a short time are called temporary settlements. The people living in deep forest practice hunting, gathering, shifting, cultivation, and transhumance. However, more and more settlements today are permanent settlements. In these settlements, people build homes to live in. We can identify two pictures of settlements, the rural and the urban settlements. Transport. Transport is the means by which people and goods move. People had to walk and used animals to carry their goods. In our country, donkeys, mules, bullocks and camels are common. The early traders from other countries used to take several months to reach India. They took either the sea route or the land route. Aeroplane have more travel faster. The four major means of transport are roadways, railways, waterways and airways. Roadways, the most commonly used means of transport, especially for short distances, are roads. They can be metal and unmetal. Manali Leh Highway in the Himalayas mountains is one of the highest roadways in the world. Railways. The railways carry heavy goods and people over long distances quickly and cheaply. The railway network is well developed over the plain areas. Advanced technological skills have enabled laying of railways lines in difficult mountain terrains also. Waterways. Waterways are the cheapest for carrying heavy and bulky goods over long distances. They are mainly of two types, inland waterways and the sea routes. Sea routes and oceanic routes are mostly used for transporting merchandise and goods from one country to another. Airways. This is the fastest way of transport developed in the early 20th century. It is also the most expensive due to high cost of fuels. It is the only mode of transport to reach the most remote and distant area, especially where there are no roads and railways. Communication. Communication is the process of conveying messages to others. With the development of technology, humans have devised new and fast modes of communication. The advancement in the field of communication has brought about an information revolution in the world. Different modes of communication are used to provide information, to educate, as well as to entertain. Thank you.